Me too, but I like
to
talk.
All right, welcome to Geeks of the Square Table, episode 41.
41.
One. I'm Lawrence of America, and with me today I have...
Gomer.
Steve.
Sir, not appearing in this podcast.
An insert name here. I'm sure someone else will drop in.
You know, if you were to see this in person, the funny voices guy has a little blue dot in front of his head. He's part of the witness protection program. Yeah. He's recently been excommunicated.
Yes.
The Pope said what?
The Pope said what?
Taylor
looks a little rough.
So appropriate, his shirt.
Taylor is not late or is not early. Taylor is exactly where he is supposed to be.
Exactly when he's supposed to stay.
That's right.
He's still got to get his comics and he's got to get his Thor picks in today.
Is there a Thor boat today?
I don't know, but he'll probably find something.
All right, so I'm just not excited to see Transformers, and I'll tell you why.
What's the new one
called?
Age of Extinction.
When was the last time you've seen a fourth of anything that was good?
They're kind of relaunching it here. This is kind of like a reboot.
Yeah, yeah. We've totally lost Shia LaBeouf and Sandwich.
Yeah, we've lost Shia LaBeouf. We've lost Sandwich, you know, and the other chick. Other stuff.
Yeah.
Yet they've still... sort of.
It still ties
keeping,
in, but
yeah,
it doesn't.
They're still
tie
keeping
in.
That. I put it up there with X-Men Days of Future Past with maybe what they're trying to do with the whole Transformers series.
And if that's the thing,
But I'm not going to base it all just on when is the fourth of anything ever been good, because I don't think there has ever been a fourth of anything that's ever been good.
Yeah. Well, Star Trek, but you know.
Yeah, Star Trek maybe.
Well, no, the fourth was Voyage Home.
Right.
Yeah. That one I actually enjoyed.
That's the time travel.
The cheesiest one of them at all.
Well, they went back to the 80s. Of course it was
right,
cheesy.
Right.
Very cheesy.
Yeah, man.
Double dumbass on you.
Yeah. Well, double dumbass on you. I love that, dude. When they're all corny and cheesy, don't know how to do things.
This is very old technology from where I'm from.
Yeah, Scotty picks up the mouse and is talking in the mouse. Right. But yeah, Transformers.
Computer on. Bam. Yeah. Bam. Stood
slapping. A keyboard. How quaint.
Yeah. But yeah, Transformers, I only want to see Transformers Age of Extinction for one reason, and one reason only, Optimus Prime riding a Dinobot like a horse.
Exactly. I saw
that's that. Worth the price of admission. Well, especially if it's in 3D. Give me an IMAX ticket for that, dude.
All right. I saw that in 3D on a trailer for Edge of Tomorrow.
Did it look okay?
Still, me, you Grimlock, think you need to lose weight, Optimus?
Yeah. So, I'm afraid that's the best it's going to get.
I'm okay with that.
It'll still be a fun movie with Dinobots in it.
It's all right.
Optimus Prime riding a dinosaur is the only reason I even consider going.
Exactly, man.
Is that what... It's going to be a million people going... Come on, just get on the damn dinosaur already.
Save a horse, ride a dinosaur.
Every now and then, we have to put our money where our mouth is. We're like, oh, well, those last two Transformers movies were shit. I'm done with this franchise. And then people still go see the next damn one.
They were shit, but I never said I was done.
People do, and they still go see it anyway. It's like, Star Wars Episode 2 is crap. No way I'm going to go see 3. They still go to see 3.
Right, I think this
Revenge of the Sith was the best one of the three.
That's
what
it was. Damning it with faint praise.
It really was. It's going to make tons of money, and that's what it's about.
Oh, speaking of tons of money, Godzilla opened in China to its biggest opening weekend.
Yes,
number one movie in China.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
So
that's very.
I think it's awesome. I think that's cool.
How competitive is the Chinese movie scene?
Actually, it's very competitive.
Yeah, we don't know. I bet they have a lot of good Chinese movies. But when you have a billion people...
That's a legitimate question, really.
They release a lot of movies in Asia now before they release them in the States.
Yeah.
Because it is a competitive market.
Which, speaking of movies released in Asia and the States, there is one I'm actually excited to see.
Which?
Called Snowpiercer.
Yes.
I haven't heard of this.
Snowpiercer?
No, I haven't heard of this.
The premise is in 2031, there's a global warming disaster, and... it just basically causes the planet to freeze over.
They tried some
big scientific experiment.
And it failed.
Or something, boom.
All right. That sounds fun.
There's a train that orbits
the Earth
called the Snowpiercer.
You mean like a train that, oh, it's like a long...
It travels
it has a perpetual motion engine.
Of the Earth.
Like on the equator.
Yeah. Right. And so like it is, for whatever it is made to survive the cold, whatever. Anyway, the only people survive are the people on this train, and there's a caste system developed or something.
Yeah, awesome. If you're at the back of the train, you're
poor. If you're middle class,
train, you're up front,
you're rich. All right. So, nice.
Closer to the perpetual motion engine.
Okay.
That's the way they put it up.
So, all
right.
I mean, I don't know anything other than that.
What's his name is in it? Captain America guy.
Chris Evans?
Chris Evans is in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds interesting.
It seemed pretty interesting.
It seems like it's one of them sci-fi channel movies that should just go straight to DVD.
Isn't it from, like, Norway?
Really? That's how it appears to me.
Oh, no.
That's
it's
how
a foreign film.
It's
a foreign film. It's been on the radar for over a year now. It's had delays coming out, at least in the States. And everything.
Right.
So I do know that.
But when a movie gets delayed for that kind of length of time, there's a lot of things wrong with it.
I think they did some reshoots, but not as many. I think a lot of it was...
Development hell is usually not an encouraging song.
Yeah, it's like in the foreign markets, John Cleese actually made a comment the other day about, you know, why the new Bond movies lost their sense of humor. It's because they're trying to appeal to the Asian market.
Okay.
So that's why he's not.
I like the new direction they're taking the Bond movies in.
I don't mind it at all.
I still appreciate the old cheesy, campy...
But I'm done with that.
Like, Man with a Golden Gun, it's a stupid movie,
but
man. I love it.
Come on, they're all cheesy, man.
They are,
Goldfinger paints that girl to death.
I was just pointing out my
favorite. But you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And they should move away from that corny, cheesy, and get into an action.
It's a new landscape for movies.
It's Bourne Identity, man. Make it Bourne.
Yeah.
Jaws, like, killing somebody with his hat?
That was Odd Job.
That was Odd
Job.
Jaws had the Jaws. That's the name.
Sorry. Odd Job killing somebody with his hat.
I love that, though.
All right. And... the Mortal Kombat character, Kung Lao, that mainly kills people with his hat?
Yeah.
Right.
Did somebody get sued over that?
Probably not.
Different-shaped hats.
Yeah, and I don't think you could copyright a method of
the one from Mortal Kombat has, like, a saw blade on it, too.
Yeah, dude.
Right.
Just a regular bowler that cuts people heads off.
That was why it was cheesy.
Well, but it wasn't a regular bowler. It did have a blade in it. I mean,
it
did.
Which one was it?
That just like hit you with like concussive force.
No. It actually
cuts off
statue's
head.
I thought it just knocked it off.
Through it perfectly.
I just thought it knocked it off.
No. In India, there is a weapon called a chakra. It is basically a circle. That's a sharpened circle, and you throw it.
Yeah.
That's what we both immediately go to Zeno, right? Because that was the introduction to that weapon to America.
We're talking about development hell, though.
Yeah.
It's a different medium, but what's the video game Duke Nukem Forever was famously in development hell for like a decade, and when it came out, it was shit.
Yeah.
It was dated, it was...
It came out, it wasn't even on, it was designed for a different generation of console, you know, so. Yeah.
But Snowpiercer is not going to be a number one movie, I don't believe, personally.
No, depends on what week it comes out, man.
It's coming out this week.
It's coming out this week?
No.
Yeah. How could
I
have not
thought it was after
this.
Transformers.
No, it's coming out this Thursday.
Oh, well,
that's
silly.
So tomorrow.
It won't get anywhere near number one.
No, it's definitely not. It's already made its money back in the rest of the world. So anything it makes it here in America is gravy.
Good for them.
It was low.
I didn't even hear about it. I just saw a trailer about it last week.
Wow, last week? It's been on Comic News. I think it's Comic News quite a few times.
I hadn't heard anything
in the last year. Ever since I've been down here, it's been on.
I've known about it for a while, but I only saw the trailer for it last month.
Oh, wow.
Now, I saw it at the theater last week, and I was like, okay, seems pretty cool.
They put a couple of trailers out online.
Back to the Transformers, they just, you know, they finally are touching on some of more of the things that people have been wanting to see.
Like what?
Like the Dinobot. Right?
Yes.
Possibly Unicron.
That's got to be Unicron.
It has to be.
There's nothing else that it could be, man. It's got to be Unicron.
The Quintessence. The only other thing is the Quintessence.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Well, I was not the Transformer kid.
Huh? Well, you're lucky if people have heard of Unicron, let alone...
Right.
whatever the hell it is you just
well,
said.
Quintessons. Yeah, because, yeah. I mean...
The five-faced guys.
Yeah.
Thanos. Yeah. Other than, you know, some of the basic Transformers, didn't get a lot into them as a kid. You know, so
I think
not
you
can
throw anybody in there as long as you explain where
right,
they
so
came.
I've never heard of the Unicron. Did not
heard
want...
of Optimus Prime and Megatron, and that's right. probably it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so everything else I mean, they have thrown in there since.
I've heard the name Dinobots, but I can't tell you any of their names.
And they're all Grimlock,
Flag, Slug.
Other than, hearing y'all say that.
And they're all changed now. They've changed
There was three of them.
Well, they actually
initially
changed,
and two more came later.
Changed what they are too. So like you only have like
Grimlock's the
Grimlock,
no,
and the Triceratops, Slag.
That's Dive Bomb now, if I'm not mistaken.
Something
Strafe.
Like that.
Strafe. Okay,
that's
Strafe.
Who Strafe was actually one
I think
of the.
Schnall kept his name, didn't he?
Computrons or whatever.
There's a
Triceratops.
There's five Dinobots. No, Snarl was the Stegosaurus.
Stegosaurus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Slag has changed to Slug because apparently in the UK, Slag is a derogatory term.
Ah,
yeah.
So they
but
kept Slug
they
as
kept,
a different name.
Grimlock and they've kept Slag the same, and then the other three Dinobots are completely new.
Right.
Name you got wise. Like a no, name wise and name, visually.
Yeah, and style different.
Strafe is still a pterosaur, but he's a two headed pterosaur.
Right.
You got
I don't
one
think
that's
they
a spinosaurus.
Ever had one of those.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
well, the
I don't think it was actually
I the
existed.
Spinosaurus with the
two-headed
frills.
Monsters.
Yeah, well,
I
there
hate
are.
To break it to you.
There was.
Yeah,
and a dinosaur.
Well, the Terracons had the leader. That
most of the robotic. Dinosaurs didn't actually exist.
No, I know there weren't robot dinosaurs, but there were T Rexes.
Yeah, the
Stegosaurus. Man, this guy
in the cartoon.
This guy,
season
he thinks
three,
I don't know that robots are fake.
The Terracons, their main leader of the Terracons was a two headed. Animal mode was a two headed dragon.
Yeah.
So yeah. The only reason I know anything about the Dinobots is because you have said, "Oh, I'm Grimlock 10 million times."
Me, Grimlock, tell you more!
right. And I've actually heard enough from you that I'm kind of compelled not to see it.
I did my job.
If they kept his voice,
to be honestly,
I don't know.
I'm just as compelled not to see it with Mark Wahlberg going.
I think I found a trick.
Yeah, that was
like
that doesn't bode well.
Like,
for
guys,
this
like I hope you got insurance. It's like insurance on an alien ship, sweetie. Get me my alien gun.
The Transformers movies, I'm not going in there expecting, you know, a deep story. I want to see big robots fighting each other.
That's it.
And
that's really
what you're looking for when you go in for a mission, man.
Pacific Rim.
Yeah, Pacific
big
Rim,
robots,
dude.
Fighting
that's
monsters.
That's it. Popcorn.
Yeah.
Popcorn.
That is all.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with those kind of movies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I hope not. They make money.
Oh, man.
And they make my life a little easier once in a while.
Those kind of movies are like ice cream. You know, there's only enough substance to hold it all together. It's about the empty calories.
Yeah, it tastes pretty good, but it's not going to do anything for you, you know, the next day.
But
exactly.
If you do nothing but eat that, you're just going to be sick.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're right. You're right.
That's why we do watch other movies.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
Oh, I did go see Edge of Tomorrow this last week.
Did you see Edge of Tomorrow? Yeah. What'd you think, dude?
It was pretty solid.
Nice. That's two people now. I definitely really,
yeah,
really
want to
see that.
It's a good movie.
I do need to
it
see
does
that.
It push me to go see it.
Yeah.
Another rare thing that me and Taylor agree on.
It's getting more common and more common.
Uh-oh.
So.
Who are you? What have you done?
Be a moment.
No, we can't have that.
Yeah. Quick, change the subject to something y'all will disagree on.
There's plenty of stuff out there.
Yeah, I know.
What is going to be our next topic?
This is coming out on
The Strange.
FX, I believe.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, actually in, what, 2 weeks' time?
I think
yes,
so.
Yes, it is.
And it's looking good from the trailer I've seen.
Yes,
I like
it. The Strange.
It's going by the book very good, very closely, very well.
We will shall see.
Well, you know, I mean, how they got? It's only like on issue two hasn't even came out yet, or is this is the second series?
The comic book is based on the novel.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
The first series was based on the novel, and this series that's coming out on FX is based on that novel.
Okay.
And this is Del Toro and.
Now let me ask you a question about this. Is about another disease. Am I right, or is this about vampires or something? Because I don't know anything about The Strain. I've seen
it's a little
synopsis
bit of
The Strain.
It's
the
little
strain.
Bit of both.
What is that about?
A little bit of both.
Yeah. It's
okay. Because I don't know if anybody knows or if you even care or watched The Last Ship. Anybody heard of that?
I want to see that.
Well, some sort of apocalypse happened.
No, yeah. They're on a destroyer. Battleships no longer exist.
Oh, fuck you, man.
There is a big difference. Sorry, there is a huge
military
geek,
man.
All right, whatever.
But Navy
on a naval ship of some sort.
It's a global pandemic going on. Yeah. The last ship goes from there. I'm just wondering if all of a sudden we're going to start seeing a bunch of sci-fi shows and or movies about global pandemics and stuff like that.
Oh, the apocalypse, we see all those.
I understand. But, I mean, like they go in cycles of zombies and then, you know, earthquakes or tornadoes or
it does seem like a cyclical thing
like
for these
coming up.
Destruction movies.
Like, there's always one coming out. As a fan of the apocalypse, disaster...
I love them.
There's always one coming out.
So you agree we're moving into the pandemic side of the house
now? Maybe, but I think we've kind of been there for a while. I mean, World War Z was essentially a pandemic movie.
But it was also zombies, though.
Well, if you wanted just a real quick synopsis of The Strain, essentially think of it as a vampire disease apocalypse movie that starts in New York.
Okay, so it's more, but I mean, it has a tie with vampires instead of just a disease.
It's a different take on vampires, but
That could be cool then. I'm just wondering if we was going to the pandemic side of the house with just pandemic, not attachments of zombies or vampires or whatever else.
Well, you know, and of course, sci-fi did really good with the Andromeda Strain remake not too long ago.
Yeah, I did hear that. Yeah. I missed it, and I've heard about it.
I enjoyed it. It was good. You know.
Then they had that one, Helix.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one.
So I didn't watch a whole lot of it. It just got really weird.
And of course, there is a Stephen King short story that's been converted on sci-fi.
Yeah,
called
I heard about
The
that.
Haven, which is in like season 3 or 4.
Yeah, I heard of that too.
Okay.
And basically, everybody has a disease called the Troubles, and it runs in family lines. And the Troubles are weird paranormal symptoms. One guy is magnetic for lead.
Oh wow!
That's not good.
Oh. Yeah. One guy, whenever he goes around somebody else, their troubles get worse.
So it's like an X-Men thing, kind
of. Right.
Didn't spend too long thinking of this name.
Yeah, me neither. The Troubles.
Well, the Troubles
is trouble. Let's just call it that.
Well, yeah, and it's based on one guy with the Troubles, was a gunfighter. trying to get somebody to kill him.
Weird.
Okay.
But anyway, and he started this town. And it takes place, in present day or whatever. And it's kind of like they treat it like a disease. They're always trying to.
It does sound like a
disease.
Kind of, there's a little bit of
X-Men with super shitty powers.
Right. Kind of like a real, X-Men.
Cyclops with Wolverine's claw popping out.
X-Men, there would be people with shitty powers.
That really hurt.
It would be.
Well,
like,
there were plenty of mutants in Marvel who had powers.
Beaks.
Yeah, dude.
Oh God.
What's the one that they introduced in Jason Aaron's Wolverine? The Snot.
Wolverine, he shoots
mucus out.
And they actually turned him into a badass who was like really screwing with people. Like he blows snot in their face and like they couldn't get it off.
With Toad.
Well, he got supercharged with demon juju.
He did. It was weird.
That sounds like something that would leave him crying in a shower afterwards.
It's a Jason Aaron book.
It was weird, man. But I dug Snot, man.
Not afraid to be insane. And I love it for it.
Yeah. He was neat. Snot was an interesting character. He'd always be, I gotta blow my nose. Bless you, you know. It's like,
how many towels blood. Or how many towels are you gonna have to go through?
My name's Schleed. If you want to hear my power, pull my finger.
He who smelt it, dealt it. That's great.
Still my favorite role the Pee Wee Herman's ever been in.
What was the Kel from Keenan and Kel was like invisible. He couldn't turn invisible. Nobody was looking at him.
And the shoveler.
The bowler.
That was the only one with any real superpowers, the bowler and the spleen.
The shoveler?
Shoveler just hit people.
I can shovel extremely well.
Forks, I don't remember.
The Blue Raja.
Yeah, I love that.
But the bowler's power didn't come from her. It came from the father.
She had like a possessed bowling ball. Yep. And that was her.
Now I'm going to med school.
Casanova Frankenstein. That is
Love that, man.
Great Kinnear.
It's been too long since I watched Mystery Man.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
But it is a funny movie.
Blue Sphinx had powers. He could split people's guns in half with his mind, and he was super mysterious.
Terribly mysterious.
What else is on the agenda?
Well, we got Rosanna DeZario.
Oh, yeah.
I never can say Dawson. Her. Yeah, I never say it right.
Rosario Dawson is on Daredevil somewhere. We don't know the role yet.
What do you think she's going to be? Who? If you had your guess.
I don't really know.
I'd have to go with Night Nurse.
That's what I hope.
It's kind of a cheesy name, but I think they can work it in there and make her seem cool.
I'm going to stick with my original selection like and say
Page
Echo.
Or Bela Donovan.
I don't want to do that. I would actually wouldn't mind her seeing her playing Jessica Jones and moving into a starring role into another, because more of Rosario is always good.
That could be fun.
Oh, man, she's so great.
Now, speaking of Rosario, we'll talk about Sin City, I guess.
Yeah,
Elektra?
She could definitely pull off Elektra, but Elektra is eventually going to pass away in the show, and I don't want that to happen.
I don't think.
But then she'll be back.
Well, if she's any of Daredevil's girlfriends.
Oh, she's dead. Yeah, she's dead.
I don't think she can pull off Elektra though.
Daredevil's STD is danger.
Yes.
Now, how about
it's true? It's the truth.
He's a man
now,
without
she
fear.
Could she be typhoid married?
And no girlfriend.
A commitment.
No money.
Now he totally lives up to the till death do we part over and over.
Yep. But Gomer, what do you think? Do you think she could pull off Typhoid Mary?
Actually, if she's going to pull off a villain, that's the one she'll be. Yes,
you
but
think
they got to move away from the movie Typhoid Mary, who was all poisonous, like a poison ivy,
right?
And then to get back to her being the psychic telekinetic psycho that she was originally.
Right.
Yeah, and I think that's a better enemy for Daredevil.
Hope that actually she pulls, because I think she has the chops.
She
to
can
do that.
Definitely
I
do a villain.
I don't think she can do ignore all the Daredevil movies.
take that one completely out.
I'm drawing a complete blank. What other Daredevil movie is there that you guys remember?
I'm talking about the Elektra movie.
Oh.
The Elektra movie that had Typhoid Mary in it.
Whatever.
Yeah, that doesn't really count, but I do sort of call that like it's really just this Daredevil sequel.
They advertised it as such.
But no, I didn't mean to confuse you, but I meant the terrible Elektra movie.
Yes, very terrible.
Yeah. Tattoo in that was the best part. The character tattoo.
Yeah.
Come on,
a cool character.
Who's going to do tattoo from
Don't do it.
I hate how they had a character.
No one's going to understand that reference.
I hate how they had a character named The Treasure.
Yeah. It was odd. It was an odd movie.
Whatever, but
yeah.
Well, they're going to eventually do Bullseye again. Hopefully they'll do that.
I would love to see. I'm hoping that he's the main bad guy in the Daredevil show.
It's almost certainly going to be Kingpin.
Well, then they just cast Kingpin.
I think they should have. Of course.
Still
I'd like to see Kingpin be the overarching villain for the entire Netflix thing that they're doing.
Right.
I definitely want to see a Bullseye.
Daredevil,
Bullseye
is Daredevil's arch nemesis, but he's not the schemer.
Yeah.
He's a thug. He shows up, he kills motherfuckers, and he leaves.
Well, he's got to have somebody ahead of him.
He can't be there every episode.
Kingpin could definitely throw a Bullseye character at Daredevil.
Sure. So, that's why Kingpin's the guy who's pulling the strings. Yes. He's the puppet master. He can be there like the whole damn time.
Yeah, that would be a much better way to approach it. I'd love to see that. Right. I really like Bullseye as a character.
Well, that's how Kingpin works, anyways. Behind the scenes,
a great Hawkeye, man. When he was Hawkeye for that half hour,
I do have a complaint about Bullseye in that like they consistently throw him at people who would totally kick his ass, but he still like had his scariest reputation.
Yeah, dude.
What the hell is Bullseye going to do to Spider-Man?
Exactly.
He can dodge anything you throw at him. What the hell is Bullseye going to do to like Luke Cage?
Well,
like,
remember when Marvel had the Punisher try to take on Sentry and they had the Punisher like win?
Yeah,
it's the same thing with Bullseye, man. Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Same thing.
I hate
Bullseye.
How there's like canon examples of bullshit. Spider-Man beating Fire Lord is
just terrible. Yeah. No, I totally agree with you.
Not with the right equipment.
No.
Yeah, but
in the comics, it was just him punching.
Well, yeah, no, I agree with that. But if with the right equipment, Spider-Man's brain, potentially.
Okay, sure. If Spider-Man gets the bullet of Batman, he's going to like have like an anti-whatever.
Well, that's like anybody can be an Iron Man without the Iron Man armor. If Iron Man doesn't have his armor, anybody could. I could kick Tony Stark's ass, yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe. I'd like to see it.
I don't know, man. I have a string, man. Tony Stark works out.
We'll drink a little bit first.
There you go.
And then I'll whip his ass.
I bet he can. That's way better, Tom.
Well, he hasn't drank in like 30 years, though, right? According to
I don't know what in comic universe wise, but in real life, it's been like 20 years.
Yeah. So there you go. I bet he you can get that first one and he'd just be hitting them. I'd take him out.
Yeah. Once alcoholic.
But we'll never know.
You're assuming you can make Tony a new Stark villain. That's all he's.
Oh, no.
Now I could, now, because he hasn't drank in so long.
To make a new villain, Tony Stark's new nemesis. He has the power to induce alcohol.
So. Yeah, the microbrewer. I've already thought of this. It's a villain called the microbrewer, who's Tony Stark's arch nemesis. He makes such good tasting beer that Tony Stark can't help but drink it.
No. Whenever he shows up, Hank Williams Jr. starts playing in the background, and he's compelled to drink.
I don't see Tony knocking down beers, though. He seems more like a
he's a hard liquor guy. He's a hard liquor kind of guy.
The bourbon.
Yeah. It takes a while for the microbrewer to get him on there.
There you go.
Yeah, he's got to drink like a 12-pack. Yeah. But it's an extra long. They're writing for the trade.
There you go.
What other movies do we have coming out, man? Rosario Dawson is going to be great.
Of course,
it doesn't matter who she plays.
The new Sin City.
Oh, we were going to.
Speaking of Rosario Dawson, new Sin City is coming out. Shaping up looks pretty solid.
I believe it will be.
Yeah.
Which books are they doing this time?
The Dame
to Kill
Dame
For. Yeah, that's the name of the movie. But like,
which did not actually take place first.
I think this is sort of prequel-ish.
Yeah. I think, they have people who died in the last movie reprising their roles.
Yeah.
So it would be prequel-ish.
Yeah. But I'm not sure if it's going to be a complete prequel. Like, because
hardly matters.
I know. But as you know, in Sin City, they tell more than one story, and these stories sort of link together in one way or another.
Ultimately,
Yeah, but and they could go back to what Sin City 1 was, you know, and tell stories from there, but also go back and forth. They could do whatever they want, really.
But will it be
worse
scene?
I haven't been keeping that much.
That's the question. Will it be worse scene on the big screen?
Cinematography-wise, because of the way they film these with their black and white and colors, and it's a treat, I think, to see it on the big screen.
They do make it very picturesque, I think.
Reminiscent of the first one. It was good acting and everything, but also like the stylized.
It was fun to watch. It was just really
all star cast. The 40s coming back.
Yeah, great cast.
And everything. I like those shows, actually. I still watch Black and White
again because I feel like we're in the post Frank Miller losing his damn mind.
I think we are too, and it would be it would be bad. Well, and we talk about that 300, the second 300 movie is already out on DVD. It didn't do well at all.
No,
I saw it. It was okay.
Yeah, like it wasn't the first one.
Doesn't stand on its own legs at all.
Yeah,
half the movie is like, hey, remember how awesome 300?
Yeah, it is. It's exactly right. Really? Most of the movie is, hey, remember how awesome we used to be?
Oh wow,
yeah, dude, it's
well, like the new main. I feel like the highlight was Eva Green. She did good in the movie, but everything.
But
like,
that's what they pushed.
The main character had like no personality to him. Leonidas wasn't exactly brimming with personality, but he had more going for him. I feel like.
And maybe better source material.
Also, but Xerxes' magical transformation in the bath he took.
Dude, what
the hell happened?
I have no idea.
Is it magic or not? What's going on?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was just really clean water. It was way back in the day. No one could take baths.
He came out like 2 feet tall and bald.
Well,
maybe it was really dirty water.
Really, really dirty. Maybe he was really dirty.
He was already bald.
Maybe it's the water. Well, the teenage mutant.
This one we see like young Xerxes, and instead of he's like. 5 feet tall instead of 8 feet tall, and he has hair, and it's like face looks nothing like.
Okay,
what his
so
face
is this a prequel?
Like.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, parts
okay.
of it.
It's a prequel, they, but did,
it's weird.
They
it's,
show Xerxes' yeah. origin story, but then it's a sequel.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so it's a prequel sequel.
I guess.
But there was really no reason to show Xerxes being all badass. In no, the whole context.
He didn't even have a big part to play in the movie.
Yeah,
he was
dude.
Fighting whatever Eva Green's
He didn't have a big part to play in the other
course,
movie.
No, yeah. but like, I'm just saying they wasted time like expanding on his background, and he wasn't even, they didn't even fight him. He was just like, here's my background. See you guys. And he just like,
yeah.
See you guys, I'm going back to Persia.
It's really how it was, man. Yeah, it's
wow.
weird.
We got Dawn of the Planet of the Apes coming out.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm a huge fan of these ape movies.
I never saw Rise of the Planet of the
Apes. Oh, you should definitely check it out. Definitely worth watching,
yes.
man.
Yes.
Andy Serkis seems to be getting his groove on in this movie. That's
yes.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's got a million-dollar face.
So,
not because he's cute or good
gonna,
looking, because
he can do like
movies, seven or
got the
eight
facial expressions.
Original ones. You think they're going to end up redoing them all?
No,
because these aren't
seven,
technically redos
five.
Of them.
Yeah,
there's five of them, I believe.
I mean, the original Planet of the Apes was like there for the Planet of the Apes. This was like
the
Conquest
of
the
Planet of the Apes
strain that made them into intelligence.
Yeah, this is prequel
stuff.
They did prequel stuff in the originals too, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
The prequel stuff came later.
I can't keep track of the original.
Yeah.
But
so anyway,
yeah.
I get this
I
one and the next one still take place before the first one.
I think there's like I think there is either 5 to 6 movies, and 3 of them take place in the future, and 3 of them take place in the past.
Right, because you had,
I don't
had
think
Planet of the
those.
Apes was the first.
Planet of the Apes, Return to the
Planet
of the
Apes,
Beneath the Planet of the
That's
Apes,
right.
Escape from the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Wow. Right, Battle for the Planet of the Apes.
That's right.
And there was one other one that was
the
after
very end.
That one.
But it also
the mutants
was
were introduced.
Yes, that's exactly
no,
right.
No, the mutants were in the
there was
Battle
also
for
two,
no, Escape,
two
that's where
TV
the
shows based on those.
Maybe
yeah,
I'm getting my
TV
shows mixed up too.
Right.
It was like a short period after the apes came to power. They were living.
I'm not a big fan
mutants.
Of the whole Planet
right.
of the Apes like continuity. And there's like big. I think this just standalone. Everybody, because Planet of the Apes is such an integral part of pop culture, everybody knows, hey, yeah,
right.
this happened. The first one, this latest one that, you know, what was Rise of the Planet of the Apes, showed how
right.
that happened. Great idea. This one seems a little bit more apocalyptic.
It
seems
yes,
like it's getting back to the roots of what Planet of the Apes was.
Right.
And I'm not sure if it has the same appeal as that first one. But again, monkeys fighting.
Monkeys on horseback.
Dude, that gorilla jumping in the helicopter off the bridge in the first one.
Right.
I'd have paid $10 just to see
it
that.
It was great.
It was awesome.
It was great.
Could you imagine flying a helicopter and. Oh,
yeah.
He's
got a 100-pound gorilla jumps
it.
On you.
Oh,
yeah.
He's going to help.
Yeah,
you could have done something. Oh, yeah, cut him in half.
I don't understand. I don't understand, like, in,
yeah.
well,
it's a movie,
in
man.
That movie in San Francisco,
yeah.
how the outbreak could have gotten so bad.
I think airline.
Airlines.
Because it was a pilot. The neighbor of,
either a
of
pilot
the dad
or,
who was real sick.
Right. Was a pilot.
That's
and
how
the
it
monkey.
Happened
that's,
in 12 Monkeys.
That's how,
yeah, that's how it happened in 12
speaking
Monkeys.
Of, so San Francisco cannot catch a break lately.
Nope.
Between Godzilla destroying it and...
every once in a while they change cities. You know, Washington, D.C. for a while.
Yeah.
New York, you know, for a while
New York
before,
always gets
you know,
you
9/11.
Well, you can't destroy D.C. in a movie now. You're considered a terrorist.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
well, and they do it all the time, though. They've
yeah.
done it in a lot
Independence
of movies.
Day.
Independence Day 2012. They
yep.
threw the USS JFK into
yep.
the Capitol.
That
loved
was great.
That.
Loved
that,
it.
Dude.
Loved it.
But yeah, then L.A. for a while was taking yep. the big hits.
Yeah.
Well,
and
then
yeah, now it is.
They destroy everywhere.
LA got the better. Not only was it getting destroyed, but like a lot of these movies are pointing out, man, what a shitty place LA was anyway. Like Escape from LA. It's
oh,
like,
yeah.
It became so decadent and sinful that they just broke it off from the mainland. It's like,
we just walled it off and said.
Well, actually, there was the earthquake that did that.
Yeah,
yeah
but
it was the
still.
But like they blamed it on, like, it was like
Dedicus
a rapture for them because, like, they were such a.
Decadent
city.
if we ever get invaded by aliens from space, we just paint a big old X on it.
Yeah.
Shoot. He's already got one somehow or another.
I Origins is coming out. That's,
what is that?
That's
a robot.
No, I Origins. Basically, a guy believes the soul is the eye. And it's
the eye, like the eye, not the letter
like
I.
Oh, I was thinking
yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
The
I was thinking like the
Windows
letter
soul.
I.
So
like
he figures they're unique, like fingerprints, and he's doing this huge study, and like the love of his life had died. And then somebody has their exact eye match, and so,
oh, okay. You
know. Oh, so he assumes
so he's
has
trying
a soul.
To find that person halfway around the world. Might be interesting.
Oh, like it's like that Nicole Kidman movie where her husband dies and comes back reincarnated as a little boy, or something similar to that.
Oh, that
right?
was a weird movie.
Oh yeah, yeah I've really never seen weird. That it's one. Really though, weird. But yeah, I heard about it. That would be. Well, yeah, but there was a one film that I think David Duchovny was in that where his wife died in. Came back as a younger girl or something like that, and they met and kind of did that little freaky, you know, too young of a girl with an older guy.
Yeah.
Then, of course, we'll have Lucy Hercules
Lucy,
coming
that's
out the same week.
Well, this is the one with The Rock, so it actually looks
yeah. It is?
Hercules yeah, with yeah. The Rock. It's supposed to take place after he's done his 12 labors. Right.
Looks watchable. Well, it looks like they're showing in the trailer he's fighting the lion, he's fighting the Hydra, so I get they're incorporating the labors themselves into it.
At least a few of them.
Yeah.
Some of them are boring.
Well,
labors.
Of course.
Like cleaning out the stables with the river. That's kind of boring.
Sergeant Slaughter did it
not
best.
All of them.
Sergeant Slaughter did do it best.
Not all of the labors are really not.
Yeah.
Well, how about like dragging Cerberus out of the underworld?
Yeah. Right. That might be fun. Seeing the underworld might be cool.
I'm assuming they're going to concentrate on the ones where he fights.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you have
Well,
to.
You know, never know. He may go down to the underworld with a pack of hot dogs trying to lure Cerberus. Hey, come in.
And they're actually
you
all
maybe a team mode.
Yeah.
Well, like, there's one where he like fights crows.
Begging
and
strips.
He fights the boar.
Yeah.
Well, something like... Wasn't like the boar, he couldn't harm the boar?
He
wasn't
allowed
that a deer? Was that a different
horse? Something he wasn't allowed to harm it, but he still had to like lure it away from... Right. It was messing up somebody's field or something, or eating their something.
Yeah.
Eating their something.
Eating their something.
Yeah, but yeah, Sergeant Slaughter definitely did it better than...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then Lucy, awesome. Of course... Yeah, it was about a woman who
yeah, love
gets
Lucy.
Forced
Lucy
awesome. To involve, evolve. It looks pretty entertaining.
And she just keeps the
Scarlett
football
Johansson.
Charlie Brown.
That's like how the movie ends. It's like, hey, can we get the football?
And she finally gets Schroeder. Schroeder ignores the piano for a while.
Considering who's in it, I think Schroeder would.
Yeah. I've been wasting my life with this.
I've been
piano.
Wasting my life with music.
I should go hang out with Lucy being played by Scarlett Johansson. Yeah.
Hey, wouldn't you do it?
So what else can we talk about?
Magic.
Magic spoilers.
Yeah, let's talk about Magic the Gathering.
Big set coming out. Core set comes out every year, midsummer. M15, they're doing a big border change, which is a new thing.
Yeah.
And... They're just cramming this set full of interesting fan favorite type stuff. They're really just trying to see how much crap they can put in there.
I think it is probably geared more towards EDH than any other set other than the Commander sets.
Well, that's definitely their most popular play style right now. As far as just people sitting around having fun and playing. Yeah,
it's definitely
casual
a
format,
casual
yes.
format.
It's the best.
There's just so much in this set that is geared towards EDH.
Yeah.
I mean, you got all these new souls of, a whole new cycle of that. You got a new cycle of the Lords, which is basically gives your creatures a buff.
Nice.
They've spoiled like almost all of the Planeswalkers, which the Ajani in it is just stupidly good.
Yeah,
The Ajani has nothing to do with EDH. That is Modern Super Friends.
Yeah,
right?
The Planeswalkers really don't have much to do with EDH
overall. The new Ajani buffs Planeswalkers.
Right. There's a deck in Modern called Super Friends.
Yeah.
Which is a bunch of Planeswalkers. He is an auto add into it because he just speeds up all their ultimates. There are definitely some modern pieces in there. I see. You can see there's stuff in there for the limited players, a lot of stuff for the ED. They've definitely tried to balance.
They're giving everybody something that they
everybody
want.
Something.
That's cool.
I mean, like we were talking earlier, they got there's a new land that's geared towards slivers. And they're saying that there's going to be 6 slivers in this set.
And
I common to one mythic.
Oh,
nice.
I know a big thing.
A sliver land,
make,
though?
Yeah. Something that will make Mark happy. The slivers on the sliver land look like the old slivers.
Oh, cool.
They do look like
very
the old
cool.
slivers.
Which people
from
hated.
The original.
A lot of people didn't like the predator-ish look of the new slivers.
Yeah, I like the old ones where they look like slivers.
Little worm things.
Well, they look like they're...
The two-tailed worm with the...
Yeah.
like,
and they all looked kind of different depending on which kind you got.
Right. Yeah, and all those various artists or whatever.
What is this Sliver Land going to do?
It
adds a colorless or adds one mana of any color that can only be used to slivers, or pay 5, tap it, put a 1/1 colorless sliver token.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's really what they've needed.
Yeah.
They've needed a card to put sliver tokens in.
Well, they have cards.
They've had them, but not.
They've promised a mythic sliver.
We were thinking is either going to be a reprint of the
Sliver
Queen
or a new
legend altogether.
It will not be a reprint of the Queen.
The Queen sucks.
It's going to be a replacement for the Queen.
Yeah, the Queen sucks.
The Queen is on the reserve list. They're not going to reprint it.
Yeah.
Oh, it is? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be a replacement for the Queen.
Awesome.
And that is what Modern needs.
Yeah, definitely.
To be have a... There's going to be a Queen for the Modern Sliver deck.
Yeah.
But that also they really what new players for EDH need, too, because you can't get, like, the Sliver the Legends for cheap now.
Oh, the Legends
well,
still
the,
Sliver
no,
Queen?
The
there's,
Sliver
like, three
Overlord
legendary Slivers.
Is still pretty cheap.
Well, Sliver
they
Queen and EDH
that.
Is, like, the perfect EDH commander, because it's all every color. You can do whatever the hell you want. If you want every color, it's the perfect EDH commander.
There's a whole slew of 5-color generals now.
Well, there are, but nothing that every creature you throw in is going to get buffs for every other creature you
have. Progenitus is the best in the 5 colors, because you can't harm it.
You can't harm that, but it doesn't... You're not able to throw in your other slivers for buff.
We're moving away from news and into a pink.
We are.
Yeah.
But a new Sliver Queen is definitely something needed.
And the two, there's going to be 3 new Planeswalkers, a new version of Johnny called the
Johnny
Living Guild
the
Pack, the new Johnny, and a new Nissa.
Which she's
far
been spoiled.
Better. Yeah, Nissa and Johnny have been spoiled.
Yeah, the first Nissa was a tribal heavy. This new one is basically
it good lets you fetch lands and it turns lands into monsters.
Yep.
Yeah, so definitely
that's
entertaining.
Cool.
Yeah, it turns it into a 4/4 elemental, and the other ability is it untaps 4 forest. And then the ultimate ability is the one where it lets you fetch lands.
Awesome.
Yeah, so.
A new Magic release, man. It's big stuff. That's big news in the summer for the comic shop.
Speaking of comics, though, did anybody here read Original Sin number 4 last week?
I did.
The big reveal at the end, spoiler alert, I guess, is that.
Nick Fury hasn't been Nick Fury forever.
Yeah, the Nick Fury we've known and fought alongside in the Marvel Universe has been an LND this whole fucking time.
Now, Taylor,
have you guys predicted that anyways?
Yeah. Well, no, everybody's been predicting that for decades, dude.
Yep.
And they're finally...
Since Secret Invasion and before, people have been saying, oh no, he's an LND, he always has been.
And now they're finally...
Saying, yeah. Like, yeah.
They showed old Nick Fury. They have shown old man Nick Fury.
As a longtime Marvel fanboy, were you not a little felt like you kind of got kicked in the ass a little bit? Did you not feel like even just... I mean, it was great approach, great delivery, but didn't you feel like you got kicked in the nuts just a little bit?
If it were a different character, maybe. But Nick Fury is the spookiest spook to ever
You're
spook.
Right.
And it seems like something that character would do.
But it's been talked about for so long that he is an LMD. And they always said, oh no. And then this story said, oh no, he's not an LMD. You know, different stories throughout the years have sort of... It felt kind of like Jeff Loeb and Red Hulk. From issue 1, we knew. For years, we've known that Nick Fury is an LMD. And they've said, oh no, he's not. He had a little bit of Cap Super Soldier Serum. That's why he's so young.
I feel like that's different. Okay, the Hulk example you used, that was like a contained story arc.
Yeah.
That was the twist they were going to use. Everyone saw it coming.
Yeah.
This is... To me, it's like a conspiracy theory that finally got embraced.
Okay.
We never had evidence that Nick
we didn't.
It
but it was
like,
always
it was
alluded
a fun
to.
Fan theory.
Yeah.
I don't think it was like a conscious effort on Marvel to like. I don't think the dudes writing Nick Fury always thought he was an LMD.
No, I don't.
I think it's just.
I don't know.
I think it's a fan theory that several cases, yes, but like I don't think any of the main Marvel people were like every Nick Fury you've ever met is an LMD. I very much doubt that.
So there were actually points where
they're about to spoil that the real Nick Fury was actual Samuel Jackson. And a further move to make the movies more like make the
they don't have need that anymore.
Black Nick Fury is already there. They don't need to do that.
I think it's always
if we go back now
years.
And read in Nick
years.
Fury, there were parts where Nick Fury dies and he does reveal it's an LMD, and then supposedly the real Nick Fury comes out and says, "Aha! See, that was an LMD."
Yep.
The real quote unquote real Nick Fury was obviously an LMD.
Let's see who you
it's
really
weird,
are.
It's weird, man. It's weird. it changes a lot of stuff that I read back in the day where it's like, man, that doesn't make any sense anymore. But really, every damn comic book does that at some point.
Well, yeah.
And this is a huge deal, Nick Fury, them saying, no, this is Nick Fury. This is a huge deal. Because Nick Fury's been such a big part of Marvel forever.
But here's the thing. Is this, once again,
exactly.
another
this
twist?
This could just be an old LMD, and Nick Fury really is a young... You know what I mean?
Maybe he really does have the Infinity form. Yeah.
Oh, right. Maybe
so he's dead. That's the
but
thing.
It's definitely a Jason Aaron story, and that's what I like about it.
This is one of those things, though, where another writer could come along later and be like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which yeah. No, happen. Nick Fury, it's not Nick Fury. This is Nick Fury.
That's the problem of a shared continuity where every writer's contribution gets counted.
Is it a good comic to read to get to?
Original Sin has been really fun.
Well, let's see, as long as the story makes it well worth it, it's comics, who cares?
It's probably the coolest mystery comic book I've read in a long time. Because there's layers of mystery.
Right.
Like, somebody's sending heroes off to do certain jobs, and you don't even understand the jobs that they're doing. They don't even understand.
Right.
And then there's this orb guy. There's a lot of layers of mystery.
You have,
on.
Like, the Punisher hanging out with Doc Strange.
Oh, it's
they
great.
Have a whole Odd Couple thing going
sure.
on.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Let me tell you,
as long as the journey is fun, that's what counts.
And
for
we
me.
Straight up called Bucky going crazy
Yo.
As an LMD. We totally
I
called
every other person in the comic so far is like, I've always hated you, Bucky.
Yeah,
you're an asshole.
Yeah, and Bucky's
none of you
like,
guys even know him. What the
but
hell?
And then Bucky's like, well, damn. Shirt. Bucky's like, well, damn. I was trying to help out. Look what I did. And if I'd have known that, I wouldn't have done shit to help y'all out. Poor Bucky. He gets crapped on a lot.
Can't catch a break.
He can't.
I don't know. No. Most at least it ain't Rick Jones
like
getting crapped on.
Sorry.
Rick Jones was a mistake.
And they keep using him.
Yeah. It's like this artificial importance in the Marvel universe.
Yeah,
exactly. But, oh, man.
What but, else?
Avatar is coming out on Friday. They're going to do 3 episodes on Friday night.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
All the buzz around...
Yeah.
Is it Korra?
Korra.
Yeah. It's Legend of Korra.
Yeah. Season all the 3. Buzz around there. They're
what
really
was the,
throw it up
what
there.
What is the like the theme for the this third season?
The name is Change.
Okay.
The idea is that like at the end of last season, spoiler alert, they merged the spirit and human worlds together.
Yeah, she left the portal open.
Now we're getting the fallout of that. As best I can tell, the White Lotus, who was in charge of maintaining world balance, is pissed about that.
Well, they weren't.
There's also all these criminals who are bursting out of jail, and like every. Also, the big thing that appears to be going on is a lot of people are getting bending who didn't used to have it, and that's causing all sorts of chaos.
That's cool.
Will we see new forms of bending?
Probably.
Well, there's a lava bender.
Hey, what are those guys
running around?
But is that a fire bender that's just using the fire and
previously,
the lava?
Previously, it was.
Or is that an earth bender using the
previously,
earth?
It was something only the Avatar could do because it was both fire bending and earth.
Exactly.
Now
that's what I was going to say.
Guy who's not the Avatar is doing it.
But there was like the guy who could bend the plants, and all he was doing was manipulating the water in the plants.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay, and then, like, but he only still had water.
According to the Avatar Wiki, because I looked this up, lava bending was stayed confirmed, or seemingly confirmed,
yes,
as being a direct combination of fire
both.
And earth.
Both.
You had to have both to do it, but now this new guy exists.
And only the Avatar was supposedly able to do that.
Maybe
but
some
now,
benders are getting multiple powers now.
Which is freaking awesome.
Well, there's been examples of bending. There's been lightning bending and fire bending. A firebender that can lightning bend.
Well,
there's Azusa, and then there's Mako in the new
there's
series.
There's subsets, but there's never been direct combinations before.
Exactly.
Like, okay, metal bending's a subset of earth bending.
Yeah.
I never really understood why lightning is a subset of fire, but whatever. I guess it's just controlling energy is the way they explain it.
Yeah. And there's like blood bending with the water bending.
Well, there's water in your blood, so.
Yeah.
Also, on TV news, True Blood started back. Now
it
is. Entering its last season. Hopefully, they'll actually wrap some stuff up and it'll get good this last season.
Doubt it.
Because the last couple seasons kind of been.
Everybody turns into a vampire.
Well, even the werewolves are turning into vampires.
That's
in this
the
show,
pitfall
man.
Of good shows that outlive themselves.
When a good show outlives itself and they finally do commit to doing a last season, it gets good again.
Yeah.
Well, they save all those ideas. They save all those things they've been saving.
Presumably, a good writer has an end game in mind. But like, if like, hey, we've been extended for 7 seasons. Oh well.
Well, I got to save all this.
I've got to stretch this out.
Well, here's part of the problem.
Maybe I don't
want to
do 7 seasons. Why don't you give
me
those 2 seasons to let me do something else?
Well, a lot of problems with this, a lot of shows that last a long time is they're stagnant in their location. If you think about it, if you stay in Louisiana, is roughly where this is at, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Bonton, Louisiana.
Okay, if you stay in one little town and you really don't go out past that very much, you're going to be stagnant with the same people.
Well, they do actually go out and take out the world.
But what I'm talking about is, say after 3 years or so, well, it's like The Simpsons. Simpsons has done everything. Yes, they went to New York, they went to Australia and things like that. But say, what if they moved completely out of Springfield?
Well, they can't.
Well, they have moved away from Springfield, but you're right.
But what I'm saying...
They really can't. It's a character.
For the Simpsons, no, they could not.
The Simpsons is about the ensemble cast, so you can't get away from
I understand that.
It's like when MASH came home, man. It's like when MASH came home.
Simpsons is a good example of something outliving itself to a great degree. Like,
right, but
nowadays, it's just like they're whatever happened in the news last week, let's make an episode about that.
Right, but what I'm saying is in shows like True Blood, you can take a lot of the cast to a whole new place.
I don't think it would matter.
Well, I mean, actually, and not come back to the original place.
They're still just going to tell the same stories with the same people. The basic setup is it's easier to add newer people in a whole new place.
And it wouldn't outlast.
I think that show is just
But they ended
is it
basically.
Impossible to keep the show in the same place? No, but it does present a challenge.
They ended the last season.
They should just cancel the damn thing.
With an apocalypse type situation.
Yeah.
Like, the vampires were going crazy, and they were all about to die, and there's just... It starts with a full-blown war between the humans and the vampires.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So...
And it was leading to that anyway.
Right. They took an extra season to get there. And I'll be glad to see the end of it. I've stuck with it this far. I'll go ahead and watch the last season.
I watched, like, the first season, and I keep up with it, you know, through the summaries and stuff. But,
you know, the first season was good. The second season, I thought, was okay. It just went downhill from there. I lost interest very fast.
That's what happened with me. When I did get to see the first season and then the start of the second season, it just lost me, man.
And I kept up with what was happening. But,
yeah, I did too once in a while, but it just got, like you said, stagnant.
Yeah.
It just stagnated.
Man, I want this.
Unfortunately, some shows do that. And they didn't need to, but they do.
Well, and then, you know, of course, how much longer do we have on Game of Thrones?
He hasn't even finished the last book. He's saying it might be two books.
Okay, so but he did say there was a final book. But
oh yeah, he says he's got a final to it. But
supposedly he has an end game. Yeah, but like this might be another example. I don't know. I can't confirm. But it might be another example of its success is motivating him to extend the story. Maybe yep. I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I've watched.
I also don't know how far along we are, movie to book, or sorry, show to book.
Yeah, it's weird.
Are we in the middle of like the third or fourth book?
I think it's hard to compare because some of the things that they do, Tyrion just got on the ship, Westeros.
Yep.
But some of the things they do in the show have happened in like a later book, but they're really talking about things from this book because of the way the books are formatted.
Well, yeah,
they swap around some, but it's not. It's the same general line.
The books aren't really like chronological in a way. They like each chapter is like about a specific character for the most part. And some books characters don't even show up, you know, and then later on they do. Like in the next book they'll show up. So you can't really do the show exactly like they do the books, or there'd be a character missing on the entire season.
Under the Dome's another one that's got. It was originally supposed to be two seasons.
No, miniseries.
It was supposed
originally
to be
a miniseries.
Two seasons of a miniseries.
A two-season miniseries. Yes. And it was supposed to be that was run. It. And now
and that's 5 years. Right. They're talking about 5 years five for that years. Damn show. Yeah. Yes. Because it did so well. And it's cheap. The budget is nothing for that show. It's one little shit.
I don't know how they're going to make 5 years.
Yeah, man.
But
that's what I heard.
Anything's
it was
possible.
They're picking it up for 5 seasons.
Yeah. Or at least the hope is there, I think.
Yeah. No, well, maybe it's option. There's an option for it.
Yeah, the hope is there. The option is
there. Yeah,
so.
I don't see.
How are they going to live under that dome for 5 years?
Well, that's it's getting really
well,
stuffy.
The whole thing is like the first season took place over a couple of weeks.
I know.
That's what people said about Lost. Is how are they going to stay?
Oh, it did, man.
They did spin their wheels for a little while.
For a little bit.
I think they lost
me at season four.
Well, that's when they should have lost you.
I think season four and five are where they got back to form.
Exactly. That's what after season four, when season five hit, they got right back to where they needed to be for
that
show.
They lost me when I had to watch it on TV. Like, I watched the first three seasons on DVD.
Oh, I watched them on
and
Netflix.
Then when I had to watch it week to week on TV, it was just too much to keep up with.
I don't know how anyone could have done that. That show was the cliffhanger show I've ever seen, man. I don't know how anybody could have waited week to week to watch that. I'd have driven myself crazy.
No, I did.
I watched it on Netflix, so I didn't get the experience of watching it week to week, but man.
I missed.
And then season to season, holy crap.
Part of the show for me was
Able to talk.
Going to school the next morning and like, did you see blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
Now, was Lost presented as a. Because I was underway. I didn't get to missed it all.
Yeah.
Was it presented as it was an act? They actually did stay 5 years or whatever, or was it like they only actually stayed a year, but it took a 5 years to tell
two
the story?
Or three
TV.
Years,
yeah, they were on the island for two or so years.
But then they like skip ahead in massive amounts.
They skip ahead in time.
Yeah,
okay.
They jump
back
forward,
to the island.
They
later.
Jump back.
There's literal time travel involved.
Yeah, right. I knew that. But it wasn't an actual. So they told a short story, but it took them 5 years to tell the story.
Yeah.
Is what, based on TV time, is what I'm saying. Episodes.
The appeal of Lost to Me was the morality tales. They would tell little morality tales.
It was good for that, but I didn't. Like I said, I missed so much of it. Like, I missed a lot of the 90s.
It's worth watching on Netflix, man. My old lady's watching it again on Netflix. I didn't think there was a reason to watch it twice.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Lost has been off the air for years, so we should probably.
But if you haven't seen Lost, go freaking watch Lost. It's definitely worth watching.
Yeah, and I enjoyed watching it.
The biggest problem
on the DVD
I had was,
you know,
I think
boom,
it was season
boom,
two
boom.
To three, Hurley's hair. It, like, he finds a salon somewhere on the island.
The hair thing's a nitpick, but two and three definitely are examples of the show spinning its wheels.
Yes.
Where, like, they had nowhere to go.
And here's the thing. They originally, that was one show, he said, okay, I have beginning, middle, and end.
Yes.
I have.
Exactly.
And it was like, I have three seasons, that's it. I mean, five seasons, that's it. That's mean. What? Oh, I didn't get this in writing. Come on, I want five seasons. What? No, making too much money? Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm going to sit here and write BS until you let me end it.
And that's really
what he did. And so
they brought other
seasons,
writers in to fill in the BS.
Right. There's
Brian
two seasons
K. Vaughan
of BS.
He introduced characters for like one episode and who cares and like stuff looks like
Space
convoluted.
Station,
bolt. Like
Babylon
they
5.
Expanded on mysteries of the
I
past, which
Babylon
no one was asking questions about.
Exactly.
Beginning and
end. It was Babylon 5, to me, was one of the best shows ever produced because it had the beginning, middle, and end. And
well,
it was it.
And JMS came to them and said, this is what's up.
Right.
And no, I'm not writing anymore. Take it or leave it.
We were talking about this.
And this wasn't network TV.
One
this was like WB or whatever the hell it was.
Avatar The Last Airbender is that they had three seasons. They had a purpose for each episode.
Right.
They didn't try to artificially extend that story.
Right.
Yeah.
And I wish more people would be that, or more producers or writers or whatever.
When
would
you get
be
into
more
the network,
way.
Man, when
oh,
they
I know,
find
it's so
a winner,
hard. It's so hard.
They,
I know.
They keep pushing that winner and kicking it in its ass until it just dies,
know.
Man.
I know.
That's
I
what
know.
You got to fear for all
well,
these great shit.
Yeah,
like,
that's the thing.
Breaking Bad did not
have
that.
Breaking
Bad might go down as the best show ever. And one of the things
they
did well is it didn't artificially extend it.
Yeah, but again, not a network show. Networks, I think, is the.
I don't know.
Is Walking Dead going to do it now?
I'm not sure if Walking Dead is going to do it. I think what Walking Dead Saving Grace will be is another show, the spinoff. Because all this bullshit that they'll be able to do, that they may have done,
see, Walking
they'll
Dead
throw it in
isn't
the spinoff.
Supposed to end.
No,
that's
exactly.
That's
so,
the thing.
I mean,
right.
Yeah.
I thought Breaking Bad could have been a little shorter, but I never, I mean, they
it could have been shorter, but it didn't feel like it was
exactly.
extended.
It never felt like
it was
they're
artificial.
Just wasting time.
Yeah.
You know.
Totally agree with that, man. Yeah.
I definitely got sick of looking up through a pile of dirt.
Yeah.
You know, but the first couple hundred times, I was impressed with it. But
how long did it take you to get sick of, where's Carl? Where's Carl? Come on, it was like six episodes. I'm like, jeez, put a bell on that kid. Put a bell on that kid.
After a while, Carl deserves to get eaten by zombies. I mean,
yeah. Oh, most definitely.
No, I agree.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the comics, the new jumping on point.
Yeah.
They had a 2-year gap. So 127,
like a
128.
Flash forward 2 years.
Oh god.
Yeah. They have turned Carl into some kind of emo team from the looks of it.
Oh wow.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Every one of them that they've made so far.
That's cool.
Now, I still want Carl to die.
Oh god. Awesome.
I want Carl to die too, because I think it'll be fun to watch Rick go crazy.
Again.
Yeah. I like it when Rick goes nuts, man.
Yeah.
I just think they should have not brought Rick and his group back for this with these new people. That they should have been these new people. We get to know them, and then they eventually run into Rick. Not this whole we steered a whole herd of zombies on you. We're sorry.
Oh yeah,
Let's go. We'll take you in.
Yeah.
Which they actually made.
Well,
they
needed some new blood.
Yeah, but these new characters we didn't.
You're saying they should have ignored Rick's story
for a while.
They should have stayed away from Rick's
story. We could have done
a
6-issue arc of
just talking about
these other people before and been like, what the hell is happening to Rick?
Try to give the readers the illusion that we've left Rick alone, and then surprise, issue 7, here's Rick.
Or what it could have been was this story was running the same time as the events
concurrently,
and they both merged.
All Out War. That'd be cool.
Well, not All Out War, but these people were survivors too from another area,
different
area, and eventually what they would do would lead them to meet up with Rick. But no, that didn't happen.
Well, Robert Kirkman, keeps cashing those Walking Dead checks, so he probably knows a little something about writing.
Does he just have like a Scrooge McDuck-esque pile of money that he jumps into?
Wise Walking Dead.
No. Kirkman's kind of a fanboy. He has in his L.A. mansion, he has a zombie bunker. I would bet money on it.
Oh, yeah. He's probably doing that just so that he can charge people to have a damn tour of his zombie bunker.
And he probably still has his Kentucky place
so
off of the hill.
It'll pay for its own rules.
All right.
It's like the best bed and breakfast ever. The apocalypse themed one.
Do we want to change gears and talk about sports for a minute?
Let's talk about soccer.
World Cup. Oh my god!
Can I have a theory?
That's all.
Can I state a theory about tomorrow's games?
European football.
Who is the coach of the American team?
Klinsmann.
And he is
German.
He used to coach the German team.
Using German American.
Does it not make sense?
If we tie, we're gold.
They're both go. Yeah. So is it not make sense that the coach of the U.S. talk to the German coach, say, hey, all we get is tie, guys. We'll just sit around and play Pokemon all day.
Come out to an
0-0 tie,
Hold on. First things first, for those who don't know, Jürgen Klinsmann was the coach in the 2006 Cup.
Yes.
Two. Most of that team hates him and would rather knock them off.
So but if they could both go without a struggle, we'll rest for the next game.
Klinsmann.
DC, go ahead. DC's going to chime in.
In the past, they had the game set up where it was staggered, and you didn't have the same ones in the group going at the same time because there was such an issue with collusion amongst the teams.
Yeah.
A team that they didn't like, they would work together to keep them out.
Well, theoretically, we could still collude here because it doesn't matter what the result of the other game is if we tie.
Well, exactly.
That's true.
Exactly.
But with the history between them, as Jules was just saying, it's not really likely that we're going to see them agree, but it may be a case where they'll say, all right, we're not going to absolutely kill the other team, because in order for the U.S. and Germany not to both advance, you've got to see Portugal win by... I think it's
Portugal's
three.
I think it's like
three.
By
two. A 3 or 4.
They're at a -4 goal differential.
Well, it's a
goal, much closer.
It's a 5 goal difference between what the U.S. would have to lose by and Portugal would have to win by.
As long as Portugal...
And it's a 3 goal difference, I think it is, between Ghana and the U.S.
I think so, too.
Here's the thing. If the U.S. loses by 3 and Portugal wins by 2-0, that's it.
U.S. is out.
The U.S. is
but
out.
But if they
as long as we get our ass kicked, and as long as one of those other two teams doesn't kick
but here's
the crap
the thing.
Out of
Germany and U.S. could literally not show up. Both teams not show up, and they both advance. Yeah. That sounds like a good plan to me, man.
As long as they're not like taking penalty kicks, and they're like,
I would hate to see the riots.
No, but here's the thing.
I don't think anybody would riot.
Oh, yeah.
Germany's been playing like
they
a team possessed.
Yes.
The two teams we have struggled against, they have beaten.
Yes.
So,
however, the last few times that the U.S. has faced Germany in friendlies, the U.S. has beaten Germany.
He's right.
It's been, I think, 3 or 4 matches since Germany has beaten the
U.S.
team.
We shouldn't delude ourselves for a second.
But let's not delude ourselves
because the German team isn't better than
us. The U.S. team that
it's just, it
played them
the
has now gotten older.
Number.
And that Germany
team.
That's
true. If we win, great.
If we win, great.
The whole thing is,
I'm trying to realistically assess our actual chances of beating.
Well, last time we played Germany, they played with not even close to half this squad.
Yeah.
This squad is a younger, bigger, faster squad than the last time we played Germany.
If I had to pick a favorite to win it all right now,
I would pick Germany.
I just don't understand it. Neither team has to do anything and you go on. Just...
If they want
that's why we don't have these kind of setup in America, because that would happen.
Yeah, the whole this whole point spread thing.
It wouldn't happen.
I personally, I think head-to-head should count more than it does. I mean, there should be no way we're going to tie us in points.
Exactly,
go over
dude!
Head-to-head only matters. Well, the thing is, head-to-head matters in club level because you play each other twice.
Exactly. Yeah.
It matters because there's home and away games.
And there's less...
There's more stress.
And there's less teams than in World Cup, which is why they have to do this in World
and
Cup.
Head-to-head does actually come into play here just because you have... If you have Ghana tie with the same amount of goals and the goal differential, we would still advance. So you do have the head-to-head factor in. It's just not the deciding factor.
It's
goal differential
weird.
Matters a little bit more.
Soccer is so un-American. No, there's no American game where you'd play for an hour and a half and then tie and be happy about it.
There's no American game.
Play an hour and a half and it's 0-0.
In regular season hockey, you're okay with a tie. You get a
point. You still have an extra.
Let's think about this, guys.
You know, there's a shootout. There's a shootout. You know,
there's 90 minutes to play in soccer.
That's an American shootout.
And it's probably like a 2-hour game.
Yeah.
There's 60 minutes allowed in football, and it's 4 hours long.
Yeah.
Someone do the math for me on that, and why is that wrong?
Stoppage. Game stoppage.
Somebody's trying to kill you.
Why?
Commercial.
What do you mean? Commercial.
The reason that the game is not as popular in the U.S. as a television sport is it's not built in with that many breaks.
Yeah.
You have that solid...
So
they wear advertisements on their jerseys.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why they're sponsored by a team. Or by a company.
I just want to watch Cristiano Ronaldo come out to the pitch one time with, like, Fly Emirates tattooed on his forehead.
Well, don't they actually,
the perfect thing for any team that Cristiano Ronaldo is playing for would be to have a sponsorship from Midol.
Yeah. But here's the thing about Cristiano Ronaldo. Has anyone noticed the two lions?
Yeah.
Do you know why he has those two lines?
I assume because Zorro finally caught
him. Yeah, I thought it was a
punishing him for disrupting Spanish peasants of California.
There's this kid whose parents are big Real Madrid fans, and he has cancer. And they had to take out the tumor out of his brain. So Cristiano Ronaldo cut in the scars he would have on his hair because of that kid.
Wow.
Whom surgery he paid for.
Man, don't make Ronaldo sound like a human being.
Ronaldo's a human being, believe it or not, and those two lines are the incisions they made on that kid.
Just not in
soccer.
Hey, it's something that Americans may actually care about. Ralph Bakshi's original Hobbit and Lord of the Rings are getting remastered.
Meh.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Alright.
I guess we're done.
Final thoughts.
I think I'm getting Geekly Debate on the iTunes, so look out for that soon. Our other podcast.
I wanted to share a story about, like, there was apparently everybody knows here the 501st Legion of Stormtroopers. They have garrisons all over the country.
Yeah.
Apparently they did a good deed lately where, like, a girl was being bullied in school for liking Star Wars, and they made a custom set of Stormtrooper armor for her.
I saw that.
Oh, nice.
And that girl's even passed it on to another girl who got bullied. It was a nice little story.
So. Yeah.
Well, that's sweet, and I'm sure custom Stormtrooper armor will not increase her being picked on for being a nerd.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think she wears it to school, you asshole.
Yeah, and even if they could, and even if they did keep bullying her, she's going to miss them if she tries to shoot them anyway. So.
Yeah.
Well, the 501st Legion is known for doing these kind of things.
Doing awesome stuff.
They do a lot of charity work. Yeah. I've heard about them doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, their Death Star got
really
blown up. What else
Star
are they going to do?
Star Wars really just pop culture nowadays. Is it even
Imperial outreach
nerdy?
Is what it is.
Well, that's what I thought was really weird about the story is apparently they bullied her because it was a thing for boys. And is that a thing?
No.
I mean, the second girl was like bullied because she liked Star Wars and Spider-Man. Apparently those were both four boys. I mean,
that's ridiculous.
That's stupid. That's
kids will pick up bully on anything.
Yeah.
You know, realistically.
Your hair is funny.
It is funny.
Okay. You're the new kid.
I was the new kid in my school.
He got I got picked on for having a ponytail. I got picked on for.
Well, I pick on you for having a ponytail.
I was having glasses.
Don't be an asshole. No, I didn't have glasses.
A ponytail?
At all, but
your mother wears combat boots.
Oh, jeez.
I got picked on for, you know, doing too good and not doing good enough. Yeah.
Your skin color is an off color.
Oh, you drove. I got picked on.
Exactly. Yeah. You know.
I can't help it.
I'm like a foot taller than most of my classmates, so I didn't get picked on too much.
You did the
picking. Well, you know.
I did not. How's the weather up there?
Taylor was the kind of person in school where I always made friends with first. I was the new kid a lot. Always find the biggest dude. Say, hey, man, you want me to buy you lunch?
I had the advantage of starting a year early.
Yeah.
And, you know, skipping a grade. So,
wow.
I was skipping a grade. We call it left back in kindergarten.
Actually, I started in the first grade.
Oh, really? Cool.
A year early.
Nice.
All right, finishing up, though.
Yeah, wrap it up, Steve.
So, 501 doing good deeds. Steve.
Just come on down to the comic book shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come see us.
Final thoughts.
DC
Transformers this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going. I think I'm going Thursday night. I'm drag my old lady out of the house
if I can get off work.
Jules,
LeBron is leaving the Heat, and I'm not.
Not necessarily.
LeBron is not
free agent.
He might be a free agent, but Jules is still a free agent.
Did you hear that there were hockey clubs giving him offers for contracts? Come on, give me a break.
He's going to play football, guys.
Yeah, he's
going to
be.
He should be going to play.
LeBron knows football.
He could play for Jacksonville. Jacksonville put him in a QB.
He was a standout in Ohio high school football.
Yeah. He was.
Mm-hmm. All right, well. Come on, see us down at the comic book store, Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee. Or check us out at OutrightGeekery.com, ComicCity2.com, YouTube/WeeklyRex. You can download this podcast on our website or on iTunes. Let us know what you think. Any feedback is good.
Yeah.
All right. Have a wonderful day. Good night. And
good night, Elaine. Did it.
Yeah.
I done did it. I may have not been for the most of the podcast, but I did that.
I thought you weren't getting off till 2.
I wasn't.
I can't really.
I got another podcast. I want to invite you guys to something.